From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Five people, including former Republican Senator Ted Stevens, are confirmed dead following a plane crash in southern Alaska last night. NPR's Martin Costi with the latest.
Ted Stevens was on board a single-engine plane that was flying in the southern part of Alaska, an area that's very popular with sports fishermen. They were apparently on their way to a private lodge owned by a local telecommunications company. The plane encountered some bad weather. It's not known what role, if any, the weather played in the crash, but apparently the visibility was poor and there was rain. And another pilot in the area at the same time said he didn't think it was a good day to be out flying, even though he himself was out.
NPR's Martin Costi. The plane was carrying nine people when it went down. The Newswire's report that former NASA chief Sean O'Keefe was on board and was among the survivors. At a briefing today, Joe Masters, commissioner of public safety in Alaska, outlined the next step in search and rescue.
We're placing or attempting to get troopers on scene. The Alaska National Guard is assisting us with the helicopter deployment of our personnel, as well as the medical examiner's office.
That's Joe Masters, Commissioner of Public Safety, addressing the public just moments ago. The House of Representatives returned from its August recess today to pass a $26 billion cash infusion for ailing states. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports Democrats said it was an emergency.
Without this money, Democratic leaders and President Obama said more than 100,000 teachers would be laid off before school starts. Police, firefighters, and other government workers would also be vulnerable. Republicans called the bill another bailout, and all but two of them opposed it. The House had passed a version of the bill months ago, but the Senate didn't clear it until late last week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the emergency one-day session.
I thank the members on both sides of the aisle for responding so quickly to the call to return to Washington to save and create jobs for the American people.
The final vote count was 247 to 161. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
In an unexpected move, New York Congressman Charles Rangel delivered a speech to colleagues in the House today. Rangel faces 13 counts of ethics violations, casting a shadow over the Democrats' efforts to retain their congressional majority. Despite that, Rangel said he's not going away.
As much as I love you Democrats that figure it'd be easy for you, I'm the guy that was raising money in Republican districts to get you here. But it doesn't mean that I criticize you for saying, hey, that's great then, but I'm running for re-election now.
Another Democrat, California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, also faces ethics-related charges. U.S. stocks continued to drop today. Last check, Dow was down 54 points at 10,645. This is NPR News. The H1N1 flu pandemic is officially over. The World Health Organization says the global outbreak was not nearly as severe as scientists feared a year ago. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says the virus, commonly called swine flu, has largely run its course, but will still be around during the seasonal flu season. H1N1 triggered the first pandemic in more than 40 years. A class of popular drugs that help to prevent bone loss do not increase the risk of esophageal cancer, according to a study out today in the Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Elise Spiegel has more.
The use of oral bisphosphonates to prevent or treat osteoporosis has grown dramatically over the last 20 years. But starting in the mid-90s, concern emerged that bisphosphonates might increase the risk of cancer of the esophagus. The drugs can cause stomach upset and inflammation of the esophagus. To assess the risk, a group of researchers from Queen's University Belfast in the United Kingdom compared 41,000 women on bisphosphonates to 41,000 women who were not on bisphosphonates. They found almost no difference in the number of cases of cancer of the esophagus. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
Drilling on a relief well in the Gulf of Mexico was suspended because of bad weather. A BP spokesman said the company stopped its work after the National Hurricane Center said there was a 60% chance of a tropical depression developing the next 2 days. The storm could reach the spot where BP's been working to seal a leaking oil well. However, BP's crew is staying put until further notice. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
Report for NPR.